Now, despite this history of distrust, I still believe that Indigenous people can benefit from genetic research. And if we don't do something soon, the gap in health disparities is going to continue to widen. Hawaii, for example, has the longest life expectancy on average of any state in the U.S. Yet Native Hawaiians, like myself, die a full decade before our non-Native counterparts because we have some of the highest rates of type 2 diabetes, obesity, and the number one and number two killers in the U.S., cardiovascular disease and cancer. So how do we ensure that the populations of people that need genome sequencing the most are not the last to benefit? My vision is to make genetic research more native, to indigenize genome sequencing technology. Traditionally, genomes are sequenced in laboratories. Here's an image of your classic genome sequencer. It's huge. It's the size of a refrigerator. There's this obvious physical limitation. But what if you could sequence genomes on the fly? What if you could fit a genome sequencer in your pocket? This nanopore-based sequencer is 1/10,000th the size of your traditional genome sequencer. It doesn't have the same physical limitations in that it's not tethered to a lab bench with extraneous cords, large vats of chemicals, or computer monitors. It allows us to de-black box genome sequencing technology development in a way that's immersive and collaborative, activating and empowering Indigenous communities as citizen scientists.